each other. So Milwaukee will start to get some positive, narrative from the players from inside, and that could attract some free agents down the road.
Yeah, it was one heck of a day. All right, boys, let's send it back over to the Mecca in the Deer District, John Mercure and Jen Latta.
You know, as I look out at the Deer District here, we spend a lot of time on my afternoon show talking about the economics of Milwaukee and the brand of Milwaukee and what makes this city go and what's successful. And for the last year, we were kind of identified as, when you talked about our brand, the city that lost out because of the pandemic to the DNC and how damaging that was. This was so much more valuable over a prolonged period of time than the DNC or anything that's ever actually happened in Milwaukee. The DNC would have been 3 or 4 days. It would have been a long weekend. This was a couple of months of a full Deer District with enthusiasm and good behavior, and it did wonders for our brand as a city.
Well, and listen, not to get political on you at all, but the DNC was a certain portion of your voters that would have been reveling in it, another portion that would have been frustrated by it. This was unifying.
There's not red or blue down here.
Right? There's no rhetoric, right? There's no posturing. There's no politics. This is people on both sides of the aisle. This is people from different neighborhoods. This is all people, and I've said this for my entire career covering sports. Sports are more unifying than we realize. It brings people together who ordinarily wouldn't be rubbing elbows, who wouldn't be shoulder to shoulder in the Deer District, whose paths might never cross if it weren't for a championship level team like the Milwaukee Bucks. So I agree with you. The value here for the reputation of the community, the reputation of the city, it's invaluable.
It is 1:51. More coverage from the Deer District. WTMJ's Greg Matzik joins us live up next, sponsored by Jockey.
Today we're bringing the Bucks party to you.
Tucker, here's a steal by Middleton. He's got a bust down. Slam it. Picked it off top of the key on a lazy pass by Booker.
Championship parade coverage continues all day long, presented by Jockey. Keep the good vibes rolling. We're celebrating the Bucks championship all day long on 620 WTMJ, 101.7 The Truth, and ESPN Wisconsin. Championship parade coverage is presented by Jockey.
All right, here we are. Jen Latta, John Mercure, we are at the Deer District where people are lingering. They do not want to go home. Greg Matzik was on the bus, a player's bus. This was so cool. Greg is with us. What was the coolest part about being on the bus during the parade?
You know, there were moments where everything just sort of stalled, and you're sitting there, but the crowd never dissipated, like, and it never lost its volume. And then all of a sudden, you see stuff flying off the bus and then onto the bus. So I've never seen more alcohol exchange from a bus to a crowd and then a crowd to a bus like I saw. And one of the first guys on the bus was Pat Connaughton. I was able to catch up with him for a moment after he stepped off the bus just before he went on stage.
How do you describe what you just saw, man, just experienced? Unbelievable experience, special to share it with the city. They've supported us through thick and thin, and that's what it's all about. Happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday.
Now, I noticed...
Hey, I needed you. I had product. I was signing product.
I noticed you had a nice position at the front of the bus. That seemed like a very strategic move on your part.
Actually, to be honest, I got to credit my parents and two of my buddies. When I got on the bus late, they already had a spot for me at the front.
They saved it. Yeah. In all honesty, Pat, like, what does it mean to be able to come back to this team a year ago? Who knew what this team was going to look like? But everything turned out like this. You can't trade it for the world, right?
No, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I mean, mostly because of the guys. You know, the organization from the top to the bottom, the ownership to management to coaches, and obviously the players. You know, it's a special group. They've created a family-like culture in this organization, and it's fun to come to work every single day, so it's special to share with them.
Have you even slept yet?
A little bit. I think I passed out a little bit, but no, not a whole lot.
Well, might as well run it back then, right?
Absolutely. That's the hope.
I appreciate you, Pat.
Greg, those that are along the route were obviously over the moon. It seems like the players, too, just soaked it in and loved being part of this vibe.
Yeah, it was like an easing in process, right, when it started. And there was plenty of people out there, but I don't know if the players knew exactly what to do. And then they started playing off the crowd a little bit, and all of a sudden champagne is flying off the bus, and Dante's spraying people from the back of the bus, and people are getting soaked, and that's when beers started flying onto the bus, and people started throwing beers off of the bus. And I mean, it was just a crazy scene. And then you could see the procession of buses. What was amazing to me is that once the final bus passed a group of people, the group of people started following the buses. So you had this parade route. You'd never see this on a parade. It doesn't multiply like it did today. So it doubled in size and then tripled in size. I mean, it was just insane watching it come down Water Street.
It was like Forrest Gump when he was running across the country and all of a sudden the people
right.
just, yeah,
I'd
follow you anywhere, man.
Ferris Bueller was the only one missing from this scene.
It's funny that you said that about guys kind of not knowing how to behave. The first thing that popped in my mind is this age-old sports phrase that I've always felt is just a bunch of hooey, which is act like you've been there before. How in the world can you act like you've been there before if you've never been there? These guys have never been in a championship parade before. They don't know what the protocol is. They don't know what the rules are. So, yeah, you're a little starstruck. You're a little stunned at the beginning, and then you warm up as you start to see that, oh, yeah, there are going to be, you know, 100,000 people out there chanting our name, cheering for us, Bucks in six. You start to realize, like, hey, this is real. And not only is it real, it's real cool.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think, you know, to some of the players, their interaction with the fans is really special, I think, for all of the players. But what was interesting to watch is a lot of the brothers and sisters were like, they were the party starters on the bus. Like, the family members, like, holy smokes, this new world has been opened up to them. Where they're in the public eye, and everybody is screaming and yelling and cheering and for who knows what exactly, but they're in the middle of it. So in some respects, I think brothers and sisters kind of help get the party started.
It's
on the
funny.
Bus.
That reminds me again of, and to compare, you know, life moments, big life-changing moments, but it's kind of like when you have a kid, okay? You're a little like, I don't know what's happening.
It's
here, okay?
Yeah.
You're, you know, you got the wide yeah. eyes, like, what have I yeah. gotten myself into? And your families are the ones who are like, this is so great!
It's
like,
awesome! Yeah.
And that's yeah. why, you know, you surround yourself with those types of people who can remind you just how incredible those types of things are.
I wanted to ask you, we've all been down Wisconsin Avenue. We go to the Riverside. We go to this place and the other place, the restaurant. We've all been on Water Street. What was it like to be on those streets, iconic downtown Milwaukee streets that we all travel, and see people 10 deep on either side of the street and open air buses with Bucks players?
Yeah, so that's the really interesting part, is that when you go down the street at Wisconsin Avenue, you've got all the storefronts, you're about 10 deep. And then you get to a cross street, and it's 60 deep,
wow.
right? So it was just this wave of noise and sound. It's just incredible. You could feel it. You could sense it approaching, and then it just cascaded as you went through it. And then again, those people just started running down the road after you. It's like you're traveling with the Beatles, for goodness sake.
Well, and yeah. you're just creating yeah. memories that, like, you can't duplicate. You know, like, I can
not
go out
all.
To dinner with my husband at St. Kate's, who have been great to us, who have been huge supporters of ESPN Milwaukee and AM 620 here. And we can have dinner, and we can look at all the great art there. But you're never going to have a moment standing outside of St. Kate's as the championship parade goes down. You know what I mean? Like, those are once in a lifetime, maybe twice in a lifetime, if we're lucky here in this great city. But once in a lifetime moments and impressions and things that, you know, again, we've been talking about all the people who called into our show the day after the Bucks won the title. And so many of them talking about how they remembered the Bucks winning it 50 years ago. God willing, 50 years from now, we're going to have people calling in, or whatever technology we're using 50 years from now, talking about, hey, I was standing outside of St. Kate's there on Water Street, and the parade rolled by, and Giannis looked at me, you know, or I tossed him a beer, or whatever it yeah. may be. Those are the stories you tell around your dinner table, sitting on the couch at family gatherings for the rest of your life.
It's amazing, amazing stuff. Jen Latta, Greg Matzik, we'll be back with more coverage on this Championship Thursday, sponsored by Jockey. There's only one NBA champion, there's only one Jockey.
We're back with more from the Bucks Championship Parade after this.
Booker driving, chicken wings again, in the lane. Holiday rips it away! 16 seconds to go to Giannis, slam it!
Presented by Jockey. This is your one-stop shop for all things Bucks Championship Parade. Celebrate with us all day. Championship Parade coverage on 620 WTMJ, 101.7 The Truth, and ESPN Wisconsin is presented by Jockey.
John Merck here and Jen Latta at the Deer District. This is incredible. I just look out, and on a Thursday afternoon, the sun has now come out. The green and cream is everywhere. The police are here, and they've had nothing to do. It's absolutely beautiful. They've been high-fiving and shaking hands with people, and folks just do not want to leave.
Well, I'm telling you, that sun that's coming out, I think, is going to kick some people out because you're going to start to feel the body temperature rise a little bit, start to realize that maybe you've gotten a little ripe, and it might be time to take your little take your butt home.
Folks are trying to get home. How are those roads? Debbie, how are we doing out there?
Well, John, actually, we got a couple of issues on the freeway system. First of all, on 4394 northbound, right about at the airport spur, we got the right lane blocked with an accident being worked on there. We've also got one on northbound 43 just south of Daphne. This is north of Silver Spring on the right shoulder there. Generally speaking, we're seeing some building volume and some slowing. Westbound 94 downtown to the zoo is going to be about 16 minutes, a 9-minute delay. 41 north and southbound, yep, through the construction zones, 20 minutes in either direction between Highway Q and the zoo. Also, southbound 43 just hitting the brakes a bit. Brown Deer Road into downtown is going to take you about 14 minutes. As far as downtown is concerned, it is a little bit challenging to get around driving. You're probably okay to walk, but driving is a little bit more difficult. So just remember, we've got the areas from McKinley to Kilbourne, 6th to Water Street, kind of blocked off, so you can't really drive through those areas. If you are going to be parking, just be mindful of those no parking tow-away zones. Because you do not want your car towed. Definitely don't at this point. Now, that would put a crimp on the whole celebration. I'm Debbie Lazaga with WTMJ Time Saver Traffic.
All right, thank you, Debbie. We'll continue to keep you updated on that traffic as we head through the rest of the afternoon. So everybody has their own perspective, right? As I sit here and I look at Fiserv Forum, and we're at the patio on the lovely Mecca looking out into the Deer District, and then about 30, 40 yards and past that to the west is Fiserv Forum. And the Bradley Center lot is just south of that. It's an empty lot now. It will hold a hotel and some other development here eventually. I grew up in the Chicago area and in a big sports nut crazy family led by my grandpa, who's now 93 years old. And about 25, 30 years ago, he bought tickets at the Bradley Center because he wanted to watch Michael Jordan play, and it was easier to come here to the Bradley Center. We were in the northern Chicago suburbs than to try to get tickets and go into Chicago. He kept the tickets. Jordan retired. My grandpa kept the tickets. He was a big Bulls fan. Over the past 25 years, he became a really, really big Bucks fan. And so now, to have tickets inside Fiserv Forum as a 93-year-old guy and go from watching Michael Jordan, the greatest player in the world, because that's the only place you could see him was in Milwaukee, to watching the greatest player maybe in the world, I think the greatest player in the world, Giannis, here inside Fiserv Forum, has been an amazing journey. And for folks who gutted it out in the Bradley Center with those teams in the 80s who couldn't get over the hump and then the 90s that were just bad, to be where we are today is just really, really remarkable.
It really is. I mean, and it's funny when you talk about the journey of like a fan like your grandpa, or you talk about the journey of people who, you know, my relationship with the Bucks goes back to when I started at Marquette University, right? And they were the team in town. And I, like you, grew up in Northern Illinois. I was very fortunate, you know, watching the celebrations the Chicago Bulls had year after year after year down at Grant Park. And I always was like, God, I want to get to one. I want to get to one. I got to get down there for one. And life takes you, you know, a certain way. And the journey goes sometimes not where you think it did. But my journey brought me here to Milwaukee and then to Fox 6, where I covered the Bucks. And I mentioned earlier in the show, those were some lean years.
What years
for the
were
Milwaukee
you there?
Bucks. 2003 to 2011, 12, something along those lines. You know, maybe even later, actually. 2004, because they were good in the 2002, 2003 years. I think I got to Fox 6 around 2006 and was there until about 2013.
Wow.
So again, not, you know, not great years, lottery years for the Bucks, if you will, lean years for the Bucks. And then, you know, to be back in town, my husband Dario Melendez, who got the job with then Fox Sports Wisconsin, now Bally Sports Wisconsin, covering the Bucks, covering the Brewers, and you just knew that Giannis was destined for greatness. Now, you didn't know if they'd be able to pull all the right triggers, pull all the right strings, and get the pieces around him. But look at what they've done. You know, you take a chance. We joked about it earlier. You luxury tax the thing, right? Because you would trade the luxury tax for an NBA championship any day of the year.
You got that right. Hey, let's check in with our friends Homer and Tony. They are downtown where there's been a lot of action today. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We know the parade is officially over because the horses went by us, and When the horses are done, then I think everybody's done. We had another owner, our own owner, Mo, minority owner, Craig Carmison, came by. So we have had two owners come by our area. And Tony Smith, a few fans that remember him, didn't sign any autographs.
I think it was more people that knew Homer because he was begging for 10 bucks.
And Brian D., yes. I got another five. I'm up to 15. And then, Brian D., like, you've been working since what? Like, 1 in the morning? What?
3.
You were here at the very beginning. All right, take us from the start.
Of my day?
Yes.
Brian D. got the champagne
cares
shower.
About
well,
my
no, but your day
you
was
got
a
the champagne shower. Anybody yes. else here got champagne
I did.
On them?
You
got
I don't.
Champagne
I did
shower,
get a champagne
interview
shower.
Interview with Marcus Johnson. Interview with somebody else I forgot. Interview with somebody else I forgot. And you were around all these people from the beginning. You're like Matzik Jr. Two of you were everywhere. All right, so, like, where did they let you go? What did you do?
So my strategy, I started even before the beginning of the parade, the Jeeps and the trucks that were carrying the celebs and you know, other people.
Where'd they meet?
The buses met at Fiserv and looped around. But you know that ramp up from Lincoln Memorial
sure.
into downtown?
Yeah.
They all lined up on that. So I went over there and started walking as the buses started moving. Right next to the buses with our good friend Homer and Gabe's Eric Name of the Athletic.
He was stalking. I like it.
Yeah,
I would
of course.
Stalk.
One of your numbers.
Yeah. Keep going.
So I walked alongside them, and then once you're inside the parade, there's no getting out. So I walked inside the gates the entire way, which was awesome because you can talk with people. You get champagne showers. It was fabulous. Got some great videos, great photos. Brandon Jennings was having the time of his freaking life. That was one of the interviews that you couldn't name, but we'll hear that a little later on in the afternoon. Michael Redd was terrific. I mean, everybody was just overjoyed to be a part of it, so it was awesome.
See, we didn't get any of that here. Few people came by. We watched it. We were observers. You were part of it.
I'll say this, and John Mercure talked a little bit about this, and I think Greg Matzik did too. At the beginning of the parade, it was a little more chill, and I don't know why. Like, you know, the first 200 yards of Wisconsin Avenue from the lake down towards Water Street were not sedate, but like everybody was applauding a little bit. And then once you got 300-400 yards in, the champagne started flowing. People started going nuts. And by the time it got to you guys and your station here outside the St. Kate on the corner of Water and what is this other street here? I don't know.
Kilbourn.
It was through the roof. It had cranked to 11 at that point.
Well, everybody's alluded to it, but and we know this from even the Packers, but you hope and think there'll be others, but there's never, ever one like the first.
That's right. And
no one had ever experienced this, and the first one I think everybody's going to remember.
Yeah, and I think that the cool thing about that, Homer, is nobody knew the appropriate way to act today, so people just went crazy, which probably lent itself to a super fun parade. I certainly thought
there's
it
no
was.
There's no appropriate way. There's no blueprint. Just do it.
You just do it, right?
First time out, if you do something wrong, I didn't know. It was my first time here.
Exactly.
Next time, I'll do better.
The other nice thing about this, and Gene Miller and I were talking about this on WTMJ earlier this morning before our simulcast even started, was the Packers parade that you were talking about.
Freezing
that, it's
cold.
It's cold, right?
Terrible.
Horrible. Can you pick a better time of year to have a parade in downtown Milwaukee than
hey,
of July?
Tell you what, though. I got a bone to pick with John McCure. He's talking about the Bulls in Jordan and him following them.
Tell him.
He's the reason that I wasn't in one of these parades.
Get
so
him.
I don't want to hear anything about Jordan
him,
and the Bulls, John, so you keep that to yourself.
I got to admit, I
was denied my parade.
I would have preferred the Lakers over the Bulls. I'm with you on that
Thank
one.
You.
I would have taken
hey,
anything.
Hey,
yeah.
You should have played better defense.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
I think we better go back. This is getting ugly.
Have Brian D. ever stopped anybody in his life? I saw Homer lighting you up in the two-on-two. What are you talking about?
Okay, John and Jen, take over. This is getting ugly.
How much drinking's going on down there?
My goodness, guys. It's good vibes
it's
only.
It's about
good
to start.
Good vibes only.
Yeah, we're happy down here in the Deer District. We're smiling
yeah,
and
we
happy. We love each
us.
Other.
He's
hey.
Got the Milwaukee City of Champions
that's
T-shirt
that's
on.
Why.
He's got a
no
beer in his
here.
Hand. He's saying, go Bucks. Good to see you.
That's why
right.
you two are in. That's why you two are in charge, and you come to us. Now we go back to you.
Thanks, guys. Having fun at the lovely St. Kate. It's 2:15 at WTMJ. Let's take a break. We'll kind of reset things. Let you know where we're at for the rest of the afternoon. Presented by Jockey. There's only one NBA champion. There's only one Jockey.
We're back with more from the Bucks Championship Parade after this.
Booker driving. Lob to Ayton. Knocked away by the Bucks. Giannis did it.
Presented by Jockey. The party is on.
You're listening to Bucks Championship Parade coverage all across 620 WTMJ, 101.7 The Truth, and ESPN Wisconsin. Presented by Jockey.
Today, John Merck here, Jen Latta. We are in the Deer District where there are still lots of people lingering about. You know, one of the coolest sights that I've actually seen, yeah, we hear you, is that there are 15 police officers in front of us, and they have been in the same spot the entire day. Everybody behaving. They're just taking in it like we're taking it in. They haven't had anything to do, and that's a great thing. It's been good. It's been very, very good. Eric Bilstead has been out and about. Man, I was kind of jealous of you. You were in the midst of all of it on the parade route, and the energy sounded incredible.
Man, it was crazy. I had to. I just told Matt, like, I had to pinch myself a little bit, just like from here to, like, the wall right there, which is 5 feet from us, that's where the trophy was. It's just amazing, like, how close these things are to you. And they're walking by, and they're spraying you, and everyone's getting hit a little bit. And you just see this crazy energy after they would pass by another section of the parade. The everyone would just light up. It was as if they were touched with a magic potion, and all of a sudden they're just walking on air. Just Bucks fans everywhere floating around Wisconsin Avenue.
Oh, floating is such a good word. Floating is exactly how I feel. So many of these people that we have seen throughout the Deer District have been.
Yeah.
There's it's a perma smile. You know, you could step on their foot and be like, it's okay.
Yeah, everyone's
it's
in a great
Bucks
mood.
Championship Parade Thursday. So it's great. But floating is such a good word. I think it really describes the way people have been moving around through the crowd so well, Eric.
And it was so cool just watching this giant crowd just morph and follow those buses all the way around. Then they got to Nap and Water, and they kind of did the turn there, and you just saw this enormous crowd just follow, and it gives me chills just to think about it. All these people, just this whole time, some people dressed up as Superman, other people wearing crazy clothes. Some people dressed to the nines, like the wardrobes today were just off the charts.
I saw that, yeah.
One guy in a pink suit,
yeah.
Top to bottom. What was your favorite thing that you saw while following along with the parade?
There was a moment very early on, right when the players' buses came out, and they stopped for a long time. They stopped, and they were sitting right there on Prospect before the turn by that little orange thing. And they hadn't made the turn yet. And they sat there. I don't know if you guys remember this. They sat there for a while, which was cool, because then they were kind of like leaning over just talking to fans who were all just right there. People were doing selfies and all that. And I saw Giannis up there, and he was holding Liam, and that was an exciting moment. You know, and everyone's like, oh, excited about that. And he handed Liam off, and like at his knees was the Larry O'Brien trophy. No one could see it. And he just picked it up, and it was just like, you know, just everyone just blown away. And, you know, the cheers there, everyone going nuts and screaming.
That gives me goosebumps.
It was just incredible. And he did it, so, you know, he wasn't ramped up yet. I think later on he got a little fun, you know, and he was doing that. But early on, I think he just, you know, he's just getting his feet wet. And it was just incredible, just that buzz of energy that everyone saw, just seeing this trophy. The other part was when those guys were chanting at Governor Evers that they wanted free marijuana. And Evers is like, okay, you gave him a thumbs up. Like, just that just made me laugh. Someone saying free bud, and they weren't talking about Budenholzer. They're talking about free marijuana.
You know, I think it's interesting because these are guys who perform for a living, right? They travel the world. They're here before almost 20,000 people. Yet on the parade route at the beginning, you were there. Maybe you can talk to this. They seem timid. Like, it's almost overwhelming. It's out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of being in front of
people.
Well,
you gotta play it a little cool, right? Because I listen, it took me a long time to learn this, boys, but like, I don't play anything cool anymore, okay? I am happy to be here, and you are gonna know it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
da, da, da,
and you're doing
da,
the dance, right? But if you're an NBA player and you just won the whole dang thing,
right.
You gotta act a little like, yeah, you know,
yeah, uh-huh.
I got. So that's the thing. It's that fine line between just going absolutely bananas,
yep.
Bonkers,
yeah.
Because what you're experiencing deserves certainly that reaction, but also, yeah.
I've been here before.
Exactly.
I was surprised.
I knew this was going to happen the whole time.
I was surprised at how many families I saw, and not just families, but like strollers. Like, there were strollers everywhere, and and it was fine, I'm not complaining about it, I just wasn't expecting so many people to be pushing little toddlers around, like, that's what this was like. Like, there were little kids, 2 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old, you know, 20, obviously, and that just threw me, and I just thought that was so cool that everyone was invited to this party. You didn't have to be awake, you could be an infant sleeping if you want.
It's funny because Drew Holiday's wife, Lauren Holiday, posted a video of their daughter, JT, sleeping on the bus. Now, she was sleeping, I guess, during Game 6 as well. I think you've seen the video that's been circulating of Drew. Lauren was holding her. Drew goes over and gives her kisses on the floor as the confetti is falling, as the streamers are falling. She kind of slowly wakes up. I saw a video that Lauren posted. Girl was sleeping on the bus. She was sleeping up in front of the bus. She has no idea the magnitude and how enormous this whole thing is, because that's just dad, right? That's just dad. The legacy of Giannis continues to grow as well, guys, okay? And it, I mean, the Chick-fil-A stuff, we've talked about that. Him and the trophy, and don't be jealous as he whispers to the Bill Russell trophy. He's got the Larry O'Brien in the other arm. But, guys, him pantomiming the free throw on the side of the bus and holding the pose for a very, very pregnant pause, playing into the joke of how long it takes him to shoot the free throws. It's that type of being able to laugh at himself a little bit, being able to laugh at the narrative, being able... I mean, I know, guys, listen, we've all been around NBA players, professional athletes who would not be able to lean into that joke, who would not be able to poke fun at that whole thing. And there he is during the championship parade, taking 20 seconds to hold the ball, pretending to dribble with his right hand, holding the ball, and then shooting it into the crowd. Like, that to me continues to build that legacy.
It makes him
so endearing.
Of what
a great guy we have in this town.
Did you notice, too, that when he spoke, the crowd changed a little bit? Like, you know, everyone was there. I know you guys have a different vantage point here, but everyone was kind of around and watching when all the players were speaking. But when he came out, all of a sudden, the energy went up. Everyone was paying attention. Everyone took five steps closer in. Like, it just started to fill out even then. And I was amazed that even Knapp Street, which is right here, there was a crowd on that street. Like, I don't even know. They never even came into the Deer District because they were able to get that much closer to the stage just by even being behind it a little bit. They just wanted to be that much closer so they could see some kind of action and see Giannis.
You know, Source told me that they were debating at the end about having the parade either at 11 or at 2. And this was perfect. So the parade's at 11. They get there right on time at 12:30. The thing is done by, like, 1:30-ish. Yep. People can linger if they want. If they got that meeting back at work, they can get to that yet still this afternoon.
Right, of course.
But everybody's home by dinner time. I mean, the timing of today was perfect.
And you've got guys like Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday who are hopping on a plane tomorrow to head to Tokyo to represent the United States in
and
the
Zora
Olympics.
Stevenson.
So, and Zora Stevenson.
And Devin Booker.
I'm sure that they appreciate. Yeah.
Devin who?
I'm sorry. I'm not familiar.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I'm not familiar with that name.
Interesting.
Maybe in a week or so.
Because, you know, they fly out tomorrow. Japan's 14 hours ahead of time. The USA has a game on Sunday. Are they going to land and take a nap?
They don't play.
They won't. They're going to practice a couple times, get warmed up. But you think about this schedule and how short their off season is going to be.
That's amazing.
By the time they get done with the Olympics and the NBA is looking to get back on their normal schedule for next year, that's going to be a short off season.
And you know what, John? I'm glad you bring that up, because I don't think that gets talked about enough when we talk about how hard it is for a team to go back-to-back, right? Because all the other teams that they've knocked out, the Heat, the Nets, the Hawks, they've been sitting now. They got that extra rest, right? And then, of course, there's all the teams that didn't make the postseason.
They get a whole month or more rest.
Recuperating and treating their body well. And these guys have been banging around up until 2 days ago, you know? Not enough is made of, when you win it all, how short the turnaround is to get right back to action. And like you said, some of these guys who are going over to represent the country in the Olympics, that is...
That's 2.5 or 3 more weeks. That's
right,
a couple more weeks.
On the other side of the planet, too, which is takes some
not
work.
Easy. It's absolutely incredible. We just can't ever take this for granted. A day like this, you always think your team's going to come back and win it again, that they're the one.
But they will. I mean, these guys will.
Mark it down, Eric Bilstead at 228.
I said it first.
Yeah, that's right. You're on the record first. What do I win? It is 228 at WTMJ. Our coverage continues up next, and we are presented by Jockey. There's only one NBA champion. There's only one Jockey.
More championship parade coverage coming up.
Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
Presented by Jockey. The party is on. You're listening to Bucks Championship Parade coverage all across 620 WTMJ, 101.7 The Truth, and ESPN Wisconsin. Presented by Jockey.
Jen Lanna's here. John Merck here with you as well. We are broadcasting live from the Mecca Patio, looking west into the Deer District and Fiserv Forum. People are still lingering. A lot of them are in their cars, though, trying to get home or to work or somewhere where they can take that nap. Debbie Lozaga, how are people doing out on those roads?
Well, for the most part, looking pretty good. We do have just one accident still left over being worked on, 43 northbound just south of Daphne. This is north of Silver Spring on the right shoulder. 9 minutes to get from downtown to Good Hope Road. Southbound side's at about 13 from Brown Deer Road to the Marquette. And as you head over the high-rise bridge, downtown to Layton Avenue is going to be about 15 minutes. That's an 8-minute delay. Slow on 41 north and southbound through the construction. We've got Highway Q to the Zoo at 22 minutes, a 7-minute delay. The northbound side is at 19 from the Zoo to Highway Q. Westbound 94, going to see about a 13-minute ride to get from downtown to the Zoo. Most of the delays happening from the Marquette, just past the stadium. Downtown area, still going to be a bit sticky to drive around. It's going to be a little bit difficult. The area right around the Deer District is going to be mostly blocked off, including the on and the off-ramps from northbound and southbound 43 at Fond du Lac Avenue. That empties out right to that northern part of the Pfizer Forum and Deer District area. So just be careful and watch those parking signs. I'm Debbie Lozaga with WTMJ Time Saver Traffic.
All right, Debbie, thank you very much. We're broadcasting live from the Deer District where people are lingering. And I saw now that there's enough room now in the Deer District proper that there are people on skateboards. I think there's a hoverboard thing. It looks like he's got some green buck lights on the bottom of that. The big buck sign outside the pro shop now, you can actually get a picture there. And the traffic in and out of the pro shop remains very, very steady. They're going to be pretty much printing money inside that pro shop for the rest of the summer.
Have you got your postseason gear yet?
I don't. I don't have anything that says champions. I got a lot of Bucks gear, but I guess I need new stuff. Do you?
Listen, during the break, I was scrolling through my social media feeds, and there was somebody that popped up with bobbleheads with the guys holding the Larry O'Brien trophy.
Really?
That says champs on it. So I think I might sneak a couple bobbleheads.
I like you have old school Bango Bucks gear on.
You know what?
I
this
like
is my
stuff.
Favorite logo. This is my favorite logo. The old school Bango Bucks. I actually found a hat that looks like a neon light. You know the old neon lights you see like at a bar or in a store or something like that? So it's a neon old school Bango. It's my favorite hat. Found it online. Got it home. Didn't fit. Now the 12-year-old has it.
Ah, you lost it.
And everywhere we go, John, someone says, that hat is sick.
Absolutely, because it is.
This is what happens when you're a parent.
Yeah. Hey, Craig, come talk to us. Come talk to us. All right, we're trying to get Bucks owner Craig Karmazin over here.
Don't hop the fence. Walk around.
Here, you can come in right here. This is absolutely incredible. We're going to play some of the speeches for you that took place just to our right here. We're going to do that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Craig Karmazin is going to join us. But before we get to the top of the hour, we will share some of that with you as well. We want to make sure if you didn't hear it that we get it to you on this very, very special day. It's been absolutely incredible. Here, sit down. You can sit right here, Craig. So we are joined by the CEO and founder of Good Karma Brands. He's also part owner of the Milwaukee Bucks. Craig, thank you so much for spending some time with us. What about today? How cool is this?
So I left Game 6 and said, we've done it all. I'm leaving. I flew to the Jersey Shore and said, I don't need to be at the parade. I'm good.
You did, literally?
Yeah, good. Good. Took a flight. Was on American Airlines to Philadelphia yesterday morning. And was at the Jersey Shore, and I get an email last night like 4 o'clock about the parade, and I'm like, I think I gotta come.
And That's amazing.
So I start like, can I get a private jet? Can I get nothing? So then I find, and I probably could have texted Wes or Mark, but I didn't want to be that guy. So I find out that there's a 6:05 flight leaving LaGuardia, New York, which is 2 hours and 10 minutes from where I was at the Jersey Shore. Going to Detroit, and then there's a 41-minute layover, and then a flight to Milwaukee.
In Detroit, friends. In Detroit. Like, that's like saying this is a 40-minute layover in Atlanta.
Yes.
And you're going, well, I'm bringing my running shoes.
So did you even sleep last night?
So I woke up this morning at 2:15 Eastern, 1:15 Central, and, you know, I thought about showering, didn't. But I put on a little moisturizer, but I didn't shower. And made the drive. I ate probably 1,000 calories before 4 a.m. just to keep myself awake. Reese's peanut butter cups, bags of chips. I was eating, drinking the whole ride to keep myself awake. Got to LaGuardia. Of course at LaGuardia, forget about from the rental car. It took me an hour. Thankfully, I got there early enough. Get on the plane.
Wow.
Smooth flight. Jen said it. Of course, I'm going from A12 to A78. luckily, they were both A's. And got it, got here, and what a day for this city. And, you know, I just have to commend you all. And I was saying, like, the COVID shows you did and all that, those sucked, and, like, you guys should be praised. This is, like, kind of why we do what we do here. So you guys deserve all the praise, but this is so fun. But hearing today what we did on the air and what you did on the air was like a microcosm of what happened in the city. Milwaukee, Wisconsin is a place that is known nationwide as a segregated place, as a place that has the largest education gaps in this country between black and white test scores, where there's two different Milwaukees. And for the last 2 months on some levels and for the last few days, there's been one Milwaukee. And hearing you guys on the air, The Truth, ESPN, TMJ all together is just, I mean, it's amazing. It's felt on the radio like what I see when I look around here.
You know, Craig, we've been saying, as you looked out in the Deer District today and you saw this in the parade, I'm sure, there's no zip code. There's no neighborhood. There's no arguing over what gender should sound. It was one community.
No mask debates.
One neighborhood.
No mask debates.
Right.
No vaccine debates. It was literally people hugging and people.
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing.
And I've said that for my entire career, Craig. And it wasn't early on that I made the recognition, but I always knew there was something that attracted me to sports. And I really believe it is the unifying nature of it. It brings us together. And we're all so much more similar than we ever think we are. We have so much more in common than things that divide us and separate us. But when you have a championship team and you have seen during this playoff run people flocking to the Deer District, one of the moms on my son's baseball team said, "My daughters are going down to the Deer District. They don't know Bobby Portis from Giannis Antetokounmpo, yep. But they want to be a part of the celebration. They want to be a part of all of the noise." And I loved that. Like, you don't have to be an X's and O's type of basketball player to enjoy this ride the Bucks have taken us on.
But more importantly, when those kids, you know, and John knows this, the thing you don't want your kids to do when they grow up is feel like they have to leave where you live to grow into the careers and the people that they want to be. You know, this all is an amazing recruiting tool, not just for people around the country, but for your kids and my kid and for people who maybe can stay in Wisconsin and make their life here, where before they were like, "Oh, I need to go to Chicago. I need a dose of fun in my 20s. You know what? There's some fun going on in this state.
Yeah, and, you know, to your point, my girls are 28, and they do live in different parts of the country. They wanted to be here, and they always tell people they're from Milwaukee. They love the city. They couldn't wait to come home, not because they wanted to see if Drew got a triple-double, but because they wanted to be part of our city celebrating and being together and being happy and being one. And the DNC would have been great. That would have been 3 days. This was a month and a half, and it transcends sports because people, even if you're not a sports fan now, you're going to think of the pictures you saw on nightly news with Lester Holt of the Deer District when you think of Milwaukee. It's not just a sports thing. It's bigger. Our brand is so much bigger than that thanks to what has happened here.
And fortunately, I know there were some minor injuries from, you know, shootings, but, I mean, as we hear on WTMJ, there were less shootings in the city of Deer District and everything we've had. So that was my biggest concern, is can we get through this all safely?
Yep.
And it seems like we have. And, you know, the police in this city, I know, John, you were always highlighting the civil service workers. I mean, what an incredible job. The overtime that's been put in by people keeping us all safe through all this is incredible.
And also, I want to take a moment to recognize personal responsibility. Okay, right? Because we all can get into these environments and we can all kind of be overwhelmed by the moment. And we can have a few too many and we can start to act like
and
fools.
And we could just start chugging a bottle of champagne on a bus.
But
oh, wait, I did do that. Oh, sorry.
Whoa, we'll get to that in just a second.
And you're still awake.
But, like, you know, as much as you're on this ride, I do think that the people of Milwaukee and the surrounding communities need to pat themselves on the back a little bit, because you can get overwhelmed by the celebration and the revelatory, but everybody seems to have been respectful of their neighbor. I told you guys I was down here at the Deer District with my pals early. I realized I'm too old for that. Can't do it, but I love the people who are able to be out here and hang with the crowd. But again, treating your neighbor with respect. And again, you see that you have something in common, which is pushing this team towards a championship and supporting them in their run to the championship. And I think that that was so great that we got to see that over the last few months here in Milwaukee.
Craig,
John, are you worried what it's going to be like when you get to Jen's age, once you're going to be too old to be loving all that
stuff? Well, I guess I'm going to tell her right now, Jen, I was in the Deer District for game 6. I was down here with my girls. They said they wanted to be down here. I said, are you nuts? We got like a 70-inch flat screen at home. Why are we going to go down there? And they wanted to be here, so we came down here, and it was...
But you bring up the point that we have been talking about for weeks on our show. It's family.
Yeah.
You're making memories with the people that you love and those closest to you, and that's what sports... That's the other undercurrent of sports, is how many of our memories of our favorite sporting events are tied with our dads or our moms or our kids, you know, and being able to bring Chase to a number of games during this playoff run, I'll never forget that. I hope he'll never forget it. I hope when he's a father or a grandfather, he's telling his kids and grandkids about how we saw Giannis Antetokounmpo have the game, the 50 burger at Fiserv Forum to win the title in Milwaukee.
Is there any way, Craig, to quantify? You're a brand guy. What this does for Milwaukee's brand. It's almost impossible, isn't it, to quantify what this means?
It is, but I think the most amazing thing, so I happened to, from the time I saw you about an hour ago, I was running around and I ran into Herb Cole. He was having lunch at the Pfister Cafe. And so I said to him, how did you know? How did you trust these guys with the legacy of the Milwaukee Bucks? Because you care so much about this state and the city you were putting in his hands. He's like, oh, I had no idea. He was like, I had absolutely no idea. And what has happened, and he knew what Giannis was as a human being. He may not have known he was going to be this player, and he may not have known he was going to re-sign. But when you combine the investment that's been made in infrastructure and then the talent that you combine it with, I mean, it's, as I said, it's you can't, I mean, you could hire a company to put a number on it, but I think we all feel it, right? It's your daughters wanting to come home, and you being willing to stand outside and not even really be able to see the game for 3 hours, that's the value of this.
You got a text message from our good friend Trenny Kuznarek this morning, who is in Tokyo covering the Olympics. And what did she say to you?
She said, I'm so jealous, I want to be in Milwaukee today. She said, I want to be in my hometown, and it gives me goosebumps thinking about her sending that text and saying, we're proud of what's happening in Milwaukee. I wish I was there. I don't wish I was covering the Olympics. I wish I was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin today. Yeah. That's amazing stuff. Craig, thank you for everything you do.
No, thank you, all of you. It's been a great day, and I've gotten, just literally walking around, the feedback on everything you're all doing is incredible, and especially the engineers. We got to thank them
who
make it sound. On a day like today, people, Eric Bilstad here, Debbie here, Homer and Tony here, you guys here, the engineering and everyone who's pulled it together have been, and our marketing team have been amazing.
You're right. We'll actually check back in with Homer and Tony coming up after the break. Jockey's proud to be a part of the Bucks this entire championship season, and like the Bucks, Jockey's proud to call Wisconsin home. For comfort, style, and great fit, visit jockey.com today. Thanks to Jockey, we're here today.
You're telling us that story now, Craig. I want to hear the champagne story.
We're back with more from the Bucks Championship Parade after this.
Booker driving, chicken wings again, in the lane. Holiday rips it away! 16 seconds to go to Giannis. Slam it!
Presented by Jockey. Keep the good vibes rolling. We're celebrating the Bucks Championship all day long on 620 WTMJ, 101.7 The Truth, and ESPN Wisconsin. Championship Parade coverage is presented by Jockey.
John Merck here and Jen Latta with you from the Deer District. I love the sound of that. John and Jen, that should be a new show. I just had Craig Karmers in here. I should ask him about that. We have the John and Jen show. Dennis Krause, Spectrum News One, the Bucks Radio Network. How you doing, Dennis?
I'm doing great. The Aerosmith Walk This Way was a perfect intro. I appreciate that.
You've been really involved with the Bucks for a very long time. When you think about this franchise, Dennis, and then you think about today, what are some of the thoughts that come to the forefront for you?
Well, it's a great question. You know, I've been lucky enough to do the games for 25 years, and there were some great people, you know, involved with the Bucks through those years. I think of Senator Cole, who's been so generous and really helped keep the team here multiple times. You think of John Steinmiller, who gave his life to this organization. Obviously, Jim Paschke, 35 years, is a good friend doing the TV. Ted Davis, who's been my partner for 24 years. And
wow.
Not all those years have been outstanding, you know. But to culminate here with this kind of celebration of Bucks basketball, and I'm sure you've been talking about it all day, but just... what this has meant for this city and this region as far as something positive after, what, 18 months of not positive has been great.
You know, we've talked a lot about this team. We talk a lot about Giannis. We talk a lot about Chris, the addition of Jrue Holiday. When I think about this team versus other teams, including some that the Bucks knocked off during this run, this team doesn't seem to have that drama or that animosity or that kind of poking and prodding, man, I don't know which guy's going to show up tonight. Is that unique to this franchise?
I think it's unique to this group. I think they're a low-key group, and Mike Budenholzer does an exceptional job of keeping them on an even keel. And I point to, John, the 39-point loss in Game 2 at Brooklyn. They're down 2-0. And I'm the first to admit that when I'm watching the coach do his post-game Zoom session, I'm thinking, where's the fire? Why isn't he more upset? Well, he's not more upset because he doesn't use emotion negatively that way. He keeps an even keel, keeps the confidence. Hey, it's go home. Let's take care of our business. And I think the players fed off of that. So in the end, they handled it exactly the way they should have.
Let me ask you about Giannis. Giannis said today on the stage, I still can't believe this. I'm so happy, blah, blah, blah. Then he said, this is our city. And he has said that repeatedly. This is our city. This is where I want to win a championship. This is where I want to be. This is where I want little Liam to be. Athletes don't always say that. They imply it, and then they go somewhere else. He could have tested the market. He decided not to. Can you talk about Giannis and his commitment to this city and what that means?
Yeah, I think the commitment is real, and he's shown that. And I go back, my mind goes back to 2013, sitting at the Bucks Training Center, the Cousins Center, and they draft Giannis number 15. And at the time, people are thinking, how do you pronounce the name? Who's this kid? Never seen him. He's a project. They're years away. Never could have imagined 8 years later to be celebrating a championship. But to your point, to me, a lot of the seeds of this not only go back to that draft, but also to Giannis re-upping to stay here in December when he made that decision. Because I think a lot of Bucks fans and Wisconsin sports fans have been jaded and cynical and thinking, oh, you know, he says all the right things, but in the end, he's going to jump to some other team, some super team that already has superstars in place because it'll be easier to win a title. He didn't do that. He re-upped with the Bucks, looking forward to a day like today where he could be the catalyst. He could be the lead guy in leading a franchise to a championship, and I think he should be admired and applauded for that.
Spectrum News One's Dennis Krause is with us. You know, we talk a lot about Herb Cole, and he gets a lot of credit, and that is well-deserved. He should get the credit. I think he saved the franchise probably twice, back in 85, and then when he sold to the current ownership group. I want to ask you about the current ownership group. They're going to be in the luxury tax next year. That's almost unavoidable. They might bring Bobby Portis back and be even more in the hole. When you think about a leadership group and they pursued a championship and have now achieved it, who's willing to go into the luxury tax, is willing to do what it takes, is willing to put their money literally where their mouth is, can you talk about the commitment from this leadership group?
Yeah, I think that their vision is bigger than people like me, you know, that are from around here and think, oh, you can't do that. It won't work. What they saw this day, you know, when they bought the team. I can remember shortly after they bought the team, they were introduced at a Bucks game at the Bradley Center, which was then housing the Bucks games. And one of the owners talked about bringing a championship to Milwaukee, and I almost was taken aback at the confidence level. I was thinking privately, can that really happen? Well, it can. So I think what it shows is that sometimes fresh eyes and a different perspective is actually valuable. You know, instead of the person like me who's been here and kind of beaten down by the losses in the 80s to the Sixers and the Celtics, whatever, they're unencumbered by that. They're thinking, okay, how can we build a championship franchise now? And they did it.
Well, and I'm taking notes as the rally was going on, as all of the important players were stepping up to the microphone. And one of the things that was said by the ownership group was, this was the plan from the first minute and the first day. This, and he's gesturing to the crowd in front of him and the players standing there with the Larry O'Brien trophy. This was the plan. And gosh, you're right. It is hard to think that far in advance, right? And it's hard
and believe
to
believe it.
And to keep taking steps towards it, right? Sometimes you get so frustrated or discouraged if it doesn't seem like you're taking steps in the right direction. But to have the wherewithal and the foresight to see this day all those years ago, kudos.
Not only that, I think you make a very good point that it was more than just winning the title. I think they envisioned the Deer District. I'm not sure in their wildest dreams they thought it would be what it's become. 65,000 at game six, and I don't know how many were here today, but just phenomenal. And I think, obviously, once the pandemic is a little bit more in the rearview mirror, this district can be more alive like they envisioned it, and it can come to full fruition.
I want to ask you about the character of Giannis. We talk a lot about the 50-point game. We talk about this and that and the other thing. But for a superstar to behave like he does, Dennis, we've all seen the video now of him going to Chick-fil-A where he's not only willing to do the Instagram and get his face on there ordering the 50 nuggets, but he rolls down the window and he interacts with people. He lets them stick their hand in the window and touch the trophy. Today, when he pantomimes shooting the free throw, and he's interacting, he's so personable, and that's not easy when you're someone of his stature, but he does try to find a way to embrace that.
When he first came here, he always called me cable guy. He wanted free cable. I don't think he needs my free cable anymore.
That's amazing.
I don't know if he knew my name, but he just knew I was on cable. He wanted
that
the free cable.
You worked for the cable company and that you could hook it up. All right, so. That, you know what? But that goes back to the story, and I know you'll continue, of him being notoriously cheap, right? Like when there's a cooler that says, he'll be like, is this free water? And you're like, Giannis.
Yeah.
You know, no, yes, it's free, but you don't have to take seven. Yeah. Like, you're Giannis. You got the Supermax, buddy.
I think he could not only afford the monthly cable, he could probably buy the company at this point. But my point was that he's still that same guy inside. And, you know, when he talked last week about ego is what you've done in the past, that went viral worldwide. I mean, I was on a radio station in Toronto. They were talking about it. It's big news the way he's conducted himself. And I think that he's refreshing. And I don't want this to come off as a slam of the AAU system or American basketball, but he didn't come through that. You know, he wasn't the five-star recruit and the pampered recruit. He went through the streets of Greece selling wristwatches. You know, a much different path to where he is. And I can't help but think that has helped shape him into the person he is today.
Yeah, you know, I think about that quote. When I heard that quote, I can't remember it now, but it's like, ego is when you look in the past and something in the
future. Pride, I think it was.
Yeah, and humility is not. I was like, did he come up with that? Like, I tried to Google it. Who said that?
Well, what about the line that Drew has now used several times, guys? Because I'd love to Google this and see, be a star in your role.
Right.
What a fantastic philosophy for life, guys. Not just basketball or sports, but for life. Be a star in whatever the role that you've been given currently is. Now, that's not to say that that role won't change. And it won't evolve, and you won't be asked to do more things, more important things in the future. But whatever your role is right now, be a star in that. I think we've got a philosopher on our hands here, guys. We just didn't know it.
That definitely needs to be on shirts.
Well, I think that is an attitude that the team had. You think of Bobby Portis, for an example, you know, the fan favorite. A non-factor for the latter part of that Brooklyn series. Didn't play at all. But he was ready when his number was called, and that's a true professional.
If Giannis gets the free cable, can you hook Jen and I up?
I'll look into it, but no promises.
Well, when Giannis buys
if I couldn't help him, I can't help you.
When
guys.
Giannis buys your company, then we'll ask Giannis if we can get the free cable.
Then they'll see if he calls me cable guy.
And you know what? He'll appreciate it because shooters got to shoot, right?
They always shoot. Shooters always shoot. Yep. Spectrum News One's Dennis Krause. You also hear him on the Bucks Radio Network. One of the best in the business and a really good guy. Dennis, thanks for spending some time with us.
You're welcome. Always great to be with you guys.
What a fantastic day. We continue our broadcast live from the Deer District. Up next, we'll also check in with Homer and Tony Smith. They are down the street here making sure everybody gets home safely. Presented by Jockey. There's only one NBA champion and there's only one Jockey.
Today, we're bringing the Bucks party to you.
To Middleton. Deep to Giannis. Caught it. Slam it with the left hand. 45 in the game for Giannis.
Championship parade coverage continues all day long. Presented by Jockey.